Welcome to the
Blog Talk Radio.
This is 100% with I Am Blessed, your host, Tanya Jackson. Today in the news, we're asking for prayers for Ms. Florette Brown. She's going to be having her thyroid removed. So we want to lift her up in prayer. Tomorrow she's going to be having her thyroid removed. Also in the news, I am team captain for Team I Am Blessed. We just had our final meeting on last Thursday for those that tuned in. The Relay for Life walk starts at 12 o'clock. It's going to be at Lake Taylor High School on May the 30th. May the 30th. Again, we want to stick with the theme of this being Mental Health Awareness Month. So again, if you are having mental health issues, please seek help. You are not alone. Again, we want to stay with domestic violence. Last month was domestic violence and teen violence awareness month as well. So again, if you're in a domestic situation of any kind, male or female, please seek help. There is somebody out there. We want to encourage everyone, let them know you're not alone. So today, for our guest, we're going to have Ms. Benita Adams. So she's going to be our guest today. Bear with me. I'm trying to make sure our system is up. We are actually having a storm here in Virginia, so it's been raining off and on. Ms. Madeline, I know you're on. I just want to take this time to welcome you and to thank you as well. Okay.
Well, Benita's here as well. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just want to take this time again to welcome you to 100% with your host, I Am Blessed, Tanya Jackson as well. So tell us a little about yourself. Let's go from your history, education, what your passion is for.
Righty, well,
for our listeners that are out there.
Okay, well, good evening, everyone. It really is a privilege to be here to be a part of this community, just to connect with other people who are out there. And I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I was born there and reared there. My parents, Reverend Edward Kelly and Mrs. Dorothy Kelly, and I am the third daughter. I have two sisters older than me and one sister younger than me, so I grew up with four girls in the family. And I was raised in the church all my life, my father being a minister, so I spent so much of my time in the church, from Wednesday night service to vacation Bible school in the summer to visiting the sick, the shut-in, from weddings to funerals, and everything in between, junior ushers, choir, and everything. So I'm very much shaped by, obviously, my upbringing, as most people are. And so my parents were very strict people. And, of course, when I was young, I didn't like that. But as I look as an adult, I know that that was really very, very good for me. But at the time, it was a little bit tough to be a teenager and have the parents that I have, but I get so much all that I have, my work ethic, my tenacity, my ability to stick with something. I get that from my parents, and I really thank them for that. So I was raised there, went to college at the University of Cincinnati, got my bachelor's and master's there, and stayed there until 1993. And then I came here to the Hampton Roads area at that time to work on my doctorate in communication arts. And so all of my background and my formal education is the same thing, communication arts with emphasis in journalism and film. So I enjoyed that a lot. It was just in me. And then I always knew that I wanted to work in television. It was always just something in me that I knew that was something I wanted to do. And how I really got into that was, and we'll probably talk about this a little bit later, but the way I really knew, I was about 7 or 8 years old. And a man that went to the church, our church, Emmanuel Baptist Church, said, I'm going to take, he worked at the local ABC station in Cleveland. And he said, Reverend Kelly, I'm going to be taking some young kids to the TV station as a field trip. Do you think Benita wants to come? And so my father asked me, and I said, absolutely. And I tell you, when I walked into that station, it was after the news had finished. When I walked into that studio and saw the cameras and the desk and the lights and the teleprompter and all those kinds of things and met the people who worked there, I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I was only 7 or 8 years old, and I had been, so I decided to pursue that because that was just really in my heart. But I'm very much shaped and formed by the family that I grew up in, and I'm very privileged to have had the family that I had, because they were amazing, amazing.
Awesome, awesome. Let's talk about here at 100%, we're all about education. So how was it when you were getting your education, when you first started out, could you emphasis, talk about that more emphasis, because we too, both Ms. Madeline and I, are in college, so we understand the daily struggles, just life in general. So how did you balance it out when you first started?
I think, well, when I was young, 18 or something like that, when I first went to college for my bachelor's degree, I really came from a very strong background of education. My mom had gone to college, and I make a point of that because in the time period in which she was trying to go to college, and she was born in a very small town in Tennessee, and just to show you her tenacity and so forth, and part of her upbringing that affected me and my education, is that the college that my mother wanted to go to in her hometown was segregated. And so she was not able to go to the college that she wanted to go to right there in her home. She had to go to another college. I think it's the University of Tennessee or University of Martin or something like that. And so my mother, and during that time period, HBCUs, they were very, very strong and well attended, because a lot of times African Americans, Negroes at the time we were called, of course, were not able to go to some of the major colleges. So that's why I so appreciate HBCUs that were developed and created for that reason. And so my mother was educated, which the other people in her family were not. My dad did not go to college, and yet he was a self-educated man. He read all the time. It's the concept of life learning, lifelong learning. He was a lifelong learner. He read constantly and studied. Of course, this is way before the internet and those kinds of things. And so he was always just improving himself. He would write his sermons and, you know, just study, research, and read. And so that did affect me going to college. Now, when my father when I was 18 and getting ready to graduate from high school, my father gave me three options. He said you could either work full time, you could get married, or you could go to college. Those are your three options. Pick one. So I picked college. The other two weren't quite what I wanted to do, so I decided to go to college. And my sisters had gone, of course, to college. My two sisters who are older than me, they, of course, went to college and so forth. And so it's really almost a natural thing that I would do that. But when I first got there, I was 18, and even though I came from a very strong educational background, I still had to learn how to prioritize, and I had to learn how to study, and I had to learn how not to have so many distractions, because when you come from the home that I did and you're just kind of put into all these opportunities, have all these opportunities and put into these circumstances and situations, I had to stay focused. I had to learn how to be focused. And then once I learned how to be focused, I had to maintain that. And so it was a priority for me. And when I was working on my master's, I was married at the time and I had three children. I was so funny, I was just telling my son, a friend of his just took the GRE, the graduate record exam, for her master's, and I was telling her that when I was working on my master's, I had three little kids, 3, 1, and 6 weeks, 3, 1, and 6 weeks, and I was a graduate student. And it was extremely challenging to study, to write my publishable paper, and I had these three little kids. And so it was challenging. And then when I moved here in 1993, I moved here to work on my PhD. So I moved, it's still in the same field of communication arts and those kinds of things. So it can be challenging, but you have to say to yourself, if this is really what I want to do, it is worth the extra effort. I always tell people something I learned a long time ago, and that is, deny the lesser to gain the greater. So the lesser is getting more sleep. The lesser is, sometimes going out with your friends. The lesser is other things. But the greater is what? Your greater can be getting that degree. The greater is getting a good grade in that class. The greater is finishing that assignment so that you know that you've accomplished what you wanted to do. So a lot of it is prioritizing. It's deciding what it is that you really want to accomplish, and sacrifice, saying no to something that maybe you want to say yes to, and yes to maybe something you don't want to say yes to, but you have to do it anyway. So it is a challenge, but it is not only a personal goal and fulfillment, but a professional goal and fulfillment as well. So that is really how I see it.
Great. Let's talk about your journey to becoming a TV host.
Okay. Well, as I said, when I was 7 or 8 and went to the TV station, I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. And then as time went on, what I told my mom, there used to be, he's deceased now, but on ABC, the national news, ABC, there used to be an African-American anchor, and his name was Max Robinson. And I would watch Max Robinson. This is when people would, watch the 6 o'clock news all the time, again, way before following news online and 24-hour news cycles and cable and all those kinds of things. So it was the major stations, CBS, NBC, and ABC. And on the ABC affiliate, the National Evening News, there was an African-American anchor. His name was Max Robinson, and I would watch him. And at the time I was growing up, there weren't that many African-Americans on television. Now you see it all the time. Diversity is much more prevalent. But when I was coming up, you just really didn't see African-Americans that much on TV. And so I was very inspired to see him. And that's why I told my mother, I said, oh, Mom, one day I want to work with Max Robinson and I want to work at an ABC affiliate. And I ended up, of course, at an ABC affiliate here in Hampton Roads. But so that was my first notion to do that, to go to the TV station when I was 7 or 8, then to watch the news and aspire to that. And then I would do different kinds of things in high school, and I end up working in radio, the radio station, and in my high school, and that was a wonderful opportunity because it allowed me to kind of hone my skills in terms of on air, even though it wasn't television, it was radio, but still some of the principles are the same. And so when I got older, finished college and so forth, I had always, and one of the things about me is I absolutely love television. I love the whole notion of what you can learn from television. I know some people say, oh, TV, I don't watch TV much because, you know, that just, you know, spoils my brain. I mean, it has a lot of garbage on TV, but there are a lot of very, very good educational things on TV. So I've always loved TV, and I've always loved TV commercials. And so as I progressed, went through college, took all of my classes, finished my bachelor's degree, and then worked on film and journalism. I was watching TV one day, and I think I was working on my master's. I might have been finished by then. And I was looking at a television commercial, and I said, I can do that. I know I can do that. They don't look particularly gifted or anything. I want to try that. And so I went to modeling school. Now, that's just one route to get to television, but that's just what I wanted to do. And so I went to modeling school and learned how to sit, stand, and move, and colors, and excuse me, and also runway. And then I started doing print work, excuse me, print work in the newspaper and the flyers and the sales and ads and so forth. Excuse me. Then after that, I got an agent, because if anyone's going to go into this business, you really do need an agent, because the agent can book the gigs and so forth. And so I got an agent where I lived in Cincinnati, because that's where I went to school, University of Cincinnati in Ohio. And so I got an agent. I started auditioning for different things, and the categories, you know, you would audition for TV commercials or radio commercials, or you would do what we call training films or industrials, and then various things. And so I started doing TV commercials from modeling school, getting my headshots done, just the professional pictures, and then going and starting doing quite a few commercials, auditions, as well as getting the opportunity to actually shoot the commercials, to be a part of the commercials. And so I did that, and then I did that for a while. Then I moved here. That was in Cincinnati. And then, as I said, in 1993, when I moved here, I continued with that, and I got an agent here in this town, and that moved me into that. And then I was, again, watching TV while I was here, and I would see the news, because I've always loved news, and I saw the traffic report. And I said, I wonder how you would get something like that. I was thinking, how does one get to be a traffic reporter? You know, I had no idea. And I had networked in an organization called the Hampton Roads Black Media Professionals, and had met some people that worked at the various stations here in this market. And I had an opportunity to start working in radio doing traffic, and then I would be the substitute traffic reporter for WVEC, which is Channel 13. And then Christian Bishop, who was their regular traffic reporter, went away on maternity leave, and then I was able to take her spot, and then she decided not to come back, and then they offered me the job, her full-time job there, and we used to work through Metro Traffic. But we did the traffic reports for Channel 13, and then from there I was offered a full-time job doing that, and I was first hired as a helicopter traffic reporter, which I absolutely love. I tell people that if you think that the Hampton Roads area is beautiful just from the ground, it is more beautiful from above. So we would see the sunrise in the morning. We would see the sunset in the evening. We would fly to breaking news, look at the traffic, the backups and all kinds of things. But it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to fly in the helicopter and report the news as well as that, because we would do breaking news as well as traffic. And then I also worked there in the studio as well. So that's really some of my journey as to how I got there. But knowing that this is a very competitive field, going back to what I said before, your work ethic, being tenacious, networking, getting out there, all of that, and preparing and studying and reading, all of that was a part of how I actually got there.
Great, great. I know you do hosting. You just did an event recently. Do you have any upcoming projects and events that you would care to share?
Yes. As a matter of fact, today we had our Women's Leadership Luncheon. It's a Women's Leadership Luncheon series, and one of our co-sponsors was SunTrust Bank and Kaufman and Canole. Canola's attorneys at law, as well as Dancing Tomato, and they catered the luncheon for us. And the luncheon was called How to Reinvent Your Career, Yourself, and Your Life. And so I was able to do that, and we talked so much, and that is what we do in terms of my brand, which is the second act. We help women walk through their midlife journey of reinvention and transformation. And so I was able to talk about that. And we had Cheryl Tan, who was most recently at Wavy TV 10, the anchor there. She was reporter anchor. And then we had Susan Long Molnair, who is an entrepreneur with communications management organization. And so I was able to host that. And then this past Saturday, I did a breakout session. Dr. Robin Smith, who used to be on Oprah, still is on the OWN Network, I was able to do a breakout session and a panel discussion. So some of the things that are coming up with the second act, and you can find some of these things online. My website is BenitaAdams.com, and that's B-E-N-I-T-A, BenitaAdams.com. And we have another women's luncheon that will be coming up in the next few months. Then we will have a women's conference. A Reinvent Your Life conference that will be coming up at the beginning of the year, and then we will be working on workshops and seminars because those are wonderful. We'll look at vision boards and how to create a plan for our lives and how to get a mentor and how to move your life ahead. So those are some of the projects that I will be working on, and I'd love to see if the local, those who are here in the Hampton Roads area, and all of that, again, will be on my website, BenitaAdams.com. And I'm also on social media, all the social media. You'll see that on my website as well. But those are some of the things that are coming up. And I love just being out and about. We get to meet just tremendous people who are here in this area. And it's always fun. It's always fun to be out and talk to people.
Yes, again, could you share with us in reference to the second act again? So just let everybody know what channel and what time. I know, but for our listeners out there, if you could just share with them what time and day.
Absolutely. Where our TV show, The Brand, let me quickly go back and say that our brand, the second act, has four parts. The second act with Benita Adams, LLC, has four parts. It has our radio and TV show. It has my book that will be coming out in the fall. It has motivational speaking, and it has the teaching and training tools along with the workshop. So the TV show is airing now. It's on the CW network, so it's called WGNT 27 in this area. Cox Cable is 7, and DirecTV, that's Channel 7, but it all links back to that. We're on set Saturday mornings at 6:30 a.m. on WGET Channel 27, but all of the episodes are online as well. And again, the website, BenitaAdams.com, you can go to the click on TV show, and that will take you to the episodes that are airing at the time. So if you're not quite up so early on a Saturday, don't worry. You won't miss anything. Again, it's online at BenitaAdams.com. Just go to the TV link there, TV shows, and it will take you to all of the shows.
Well, Ms. Adams, it has been a pleasure. We have about, I think, 6 more minutes, so we just want to reiterate on how they can contact you, give us your booking information.
Okay. Again, the website is BenitaAdams.com. Oh, I'm sorry, BENITA.com. Like us on Facebook, everyone, because that really helps with the community of women. So we're on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. I absolutely love Instagram. Instagram, Facebook, Instagram. And, of course, we are on Twitter and LinkedIn as well as Pinterest. And also, of course, on YouTube, because that's where all of our things are. So BonitaAdams.com, you'll see all of our social media, all five or six of the social media. And, again, don't forget our TV show is 6:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings, WGNT, channel CW27. Or if you have Cox, it's on 7. If you have Direct, it's on 7. But everything is online. Click on the TV. And we're going to be hosting several events. As I said, the Women's Conference is coming up, the Second Act Women's Conference. We'll have another Women's Leadership Luncheon, and these are complimentary luncheons as well, which makes them great. And also we will be looking at having some of our workshops as well, because we want to help women walk through their journey of reinvention and transformation. Imagine your life different. That's what we want for you.
Awesome, awesome. And again, I just want to thank you again, and I know Ms. Madeline does as well, for sharing your journey with us today on 100% with your host, Tanya Jackson.
Thank you so much. It really has been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you, and God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, this is Tanya Jackson, your host with 100% with I Am Blessed. And that was our guest today, Ms. Bonita Adams. Again, everybody get connected. If you're local here in the Virginia area, hit her up on Facebook as well as her website. Let's get connected. Women, let's grow. Let's learn. You know, we want to just continue to lift each other up, lift each other up. And I just thank everyone for tuning in today. Have a great day.